Hebrews chapter 6. I want to go back to verse 13 this morning. We preached last week, and you know, about letting Paul was a saying, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. He's talking about, he said, let's go on for the glory of God. Let's get past the little things of Christianity, little things of our faith and salvation, and get into the bigger things of God. Looking and desiring His coming, amen, knowing that He is. And again, in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 13, the Bible says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them that an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I want to go back this morning, if God will be our help, on that hope, the anchor of our soul, part two. Amen. We got to looking at this last week, and we didn't get very far, but that's all right. Because we got under the spout of glory, praise God, where the blessings pour out, where God would bring His people, even in the day that we live, and just pour out blessings on purpose, where we can get to a place in our life, in our Christian life, where we come before a thrice holy God, and we realize that He is great, and we are small, and we realize today that we need Him, praise God, in a major way in our life, God, even today. We need the touch of God on us. We need the touch of God to help us. We need the touch of God to direct us and lead us in a path that's a path of righteousness, a right path that'll help us in this journey of life. And I thank God that He'll pull us up under that place of blessing, and He'll pour out those blessings on purpose if we come a-looking. Amen. I don't know about you. I want my portion. Amen. God, what God's got for me. I want God to touch my heart. I want God to encourage my life. I want Him to go before me. And I want Him to make a way. Because if God makes a way, praise God, it's going to be the right way. Amen. God never made no junk. The Bible said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if God made it, praise God, it's got to be good. Amen. Hey, every day's okay with me. Amen. Glory be to God. Because the alternative is having no more days. And I tell you what, I appreciate the days that I have. Amen. I get up, I'm able to get up every morning, amen, and crawl out of the bed and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Yeah. And you know, it don't matter if it's raining or the sun's a shining. Praise God, it's still a good day. Because, hey, praise God, in my soul, I praise God, it's a day that the Lord hath made and allowed me to be a part of. What about a God that think enough about me and you to allow us to be a part of every day? To partake in what God has created, amen, for Himself. You say, preacher, I thought He created all this for us. No, we just partakers in it. Amen. We just get to use it for a while. Praise God, this all belongs to Him. Amen. There's nothing here that belongs to me and you. It all belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. Praise God. Hey, don't that help you? When you realize, praise God, you run on hard times and things is looking tough and seems like the funds is insufficient. Amen. Praise God, you can call on somebody that owns it all. Praise God. Hey, that's better than knowing Donald Trump. Amen. Praise God. He owns up. Hey, my old brother Donald might not share with me. He might not get to me in time, but praise God, I've got a God of glory, amen, that can get to me, and He's never been late. Amen. Praise the Lord. But as we look at this today and we see those blessings was poured out, who was they poured out on? Those that waited patiently on the Lord. They waited patiently and they endured a good fight. They stated, Brother Bill was teaching Sunday school this morning, they fought a good fight and they stayed in the battle. Amen. They didn't cut and run at every chance. Praise God, every time the going got tough, praise God, the tough got going. Amen. Amen. They got the, what they do, preacher? They got on knees. They've been crying out and said, Lord, we need some help. It'd do us good as a fundamental independent Bible-believing people, praise God, if we'd fall on our face, say, Lord, we need some help. Amen. We know, when, praise God, who our help is. Amen. You know who your help is this morning? You say, well, preacher, I don't know who could help me. The Lord will help you. Amen. If we'll just go to Him, He'll help us. But we see here that they obtained the promise. Amen. The promises that God had made. Every promise that God's made us, His blessed old book, praise God, He will fulfill. Amen. They will come to pass. Amen. But in verse 16 this morning, He says, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Amen. So what we hear is the believer's word. You know, a lot of times we have I believe God's word. Amen. It's absolute. I believe it absolutely. Amen. And whether I believe it or whether I don't, brother, it's still God's word and it's still absolute truth. Absolutely. Amen. Hey, maybe, I believe every word of it. I told you, I wrote in my Bible in Genesis 1, I believe. And at the end of Genesis 3, Revelation 22, praise God, I wrote, I believe there too. And I believe it from front to end. I don't understand it all yet. Amen. But praise God, I believe it. God said it and I believe it. Praise God. Bless His holy name. But what we have, praise God, as believers, we have an opportunity to believe. And we believe the word. And our, you know, the believer's word, our word is important. Amen. Let me just say this. If we give somebody our word, praise God, we ought to fulfill our word. Our word's all we have. You say, well, preacher, I got finances. I've got money in the bank, preacher. It don't matter if your word ain't no good, praise God. Your money ain't no good either. You're only as good as your word is. Amen. You young people, listen to me. We're living day and earth. People say something, but they don't follow up. We need, if you promise, if you make somebody a promise, you need to follow up on your promise. Amen. You need to fulfill your promise. And if you can't, praise God, you need to go to that person as soon as you can and say, hey, look, something's come up. I ain't going to be able to do this. Or I ain't going to be able to give that. I ain't going to be able to participate in this. We need to be straight up in our dealings. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God is. Amen. God makes us a promise. Praise God. Praise God. We can, and when He makes a promise, He'll keep His promise. So if we make somebody a promise, praise God, if we promise somebody we'll do something, then we need to keep our promise. You say, well, why are you going this way? I'm going this way because we're living in a tight day and a time, and we don't keep our promise. We come before a thrice holy God, and we bow down. We make a profession of faith. We say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Come into my life and let me help me be, Lord, be a child of God. And Lord, help me to be one of your little children. Lord, I want to serve you. And we get up from there and it ain't but just a little while and we go about our own way. Amen. Oh, me. We'll head down a different direction, praise God, and we'll forget all about the promise that we made to God. Amen. If we've been born again, praise God, we ought to keep our promise. Amen. We ought to stay with the God, praise God, that bought us, amen, without being dissuaded in any way. But we ought to be persuaded. Amen. Stay in a good fight of faith. Brother Bill said, it's more, don't no place to quit. Amen. Amen. Be people of our word. Our word should be enough. Amen. Brother John Fry, if I tell you, praise God, something and I shake your hand on it, praise God, that ought to seal it.
Amen.
Amen. That ought to seal it. It ought to be a done deal. And I ought to do everything in my power, praise God, to see that it comes to attrition. Amen. Amen. To fill it. Well, that's the same way we need to be to the Lord. Amen. We need to be anchored so deeply, so entrenched in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And when we do things, praise God, it brings glory to the Father. Amen. It lifts up and magnifies His blessed name as the good God of glory. Amen. And if it don't, praise God, we ought to leave it alone and shun it. Amen. Stand up, praise God, and be recognized. What's wrong with the world today, praise God, is God's people's not standing for anything. Amen. There's a little old nation over in the Middle East. Just a handful of people. Amen. And the whole world's telling them, you need to do this and you need to do that. And they said, you know what? We're just going to go with God. Said, God made us some promises, praise God. And we're going to just anchor in right here, steadfast, unmovable, and just abiding in the Word. Amen. Because God made them a promise. Well, I want to say this morning, praise God, God's made us some promises, praise God. And if we'll stand steadfast, unmoved, praise God, we'll attain to the promise. Amen. Amen. We can't get disheartened. And we can't give up. Well, praise God. Hey, we're too close to the finish line. Amen. Lord God, we're getting closer. We're closer now. You say, well, preacher, I've lived a long life. Lord ain't come back yet. Praise God, it could be any day. Amen. Glory be to God. Just a while. He says, wherein God will he more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. Now notice this. He said, wherein God, amen. Now listen to this. Willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs. Now let me just help you this morning to kind of understand what God said. When he's talking about heirs, Brother Bill, you know what he's talking about? He's talking about sharers. Amen. When God talks about being heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, he said we are sharers with him. Amen. He said, he don't, glory to God, he don't just take it all to himself, amen, and scrooge it away. But praise God, God said, hey, listen, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and his resurrection, praise God, you'll be showers in the eternal things. Amen. He said, you'll get in on that. Praise the Lord. He said, you already partaking. How can you do that? Because the blood of God's been applied on your life. If you've been born again, your name's written down in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. Glory. Hey, praise his holy name. He's done pinned her down, praise God, on purpose. Praise the Lord, sir. Amen. Yes, he wrote her name down in the Lamb's book of life. Praise the Lord. Become partakers with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Heirs of promise. That's a promise God made. The immutability of his counsel. Now look at this immutability. Amen. That's that that's eternal unchangedness. Amen. God's the same yesterday, today. And ain't you glad he don't change his mind? Amen. I'm glad he ain't like my wife. I start to say women. I use my wife. Amen. That way his all won't get mad at me. Amen. I'm glad he don't change his mind. Amen. Women, they're constantly changing their mind. Amen. They like something now, but it's not so important tomorrow. Amen. So us fellas, you know, we're supposed to love our wives according to knowledge, Brother Rex, and we're always chasing to try to keep up. You ever notice that? Amen. We're always chasing turkey because, hey, she loved this today, amen. And I fixed it for supper Monday, but praise God, next Monday I fixed it. And she said, well, you know, I don't really like that. Amen. I'd rather had, amen. But praise God, I'm glad God ain't like it. God changes not, praise God. If he said it today, praise God, it's still the same tomorrow. These people taking these different versions of the book and they're trying to rewrite it, praise God, to fit their lifestyle. I will say, praise God, there's a good God of glory. Amen. It's pinned her down. And he said, I don't change. Amen. We're trying to change God. But the Bible says he's immutable. Now, it's not only that he makes some promises that we can partake in and that he's immutable. Amen. But he said it's the immutability of his counsel. Now, I got to think about that word counsel, Brother John. If I get counseling from you, then you're going to give me what you think is the good advice. Amen. You're going to give me good counsel, good advice. So that's what God says, praise God. He said the immutability, the eternal unchangingness of the advice of God. And, of course, the advice of God is going to be in the will of God. Yes, sir. Amen. You can't go wrong there. When God begins to give you advice, praise God, it's God's willful advice. Amen. It's advice that'll help you in this journey called life. Amen. It'll guide you in that right way. He said, immutable counsel, immutability of his counsel confirmed. You know what it means to confirm something? Amen. If you're going to go on a flight or you're going to take an airplane, you call up and you make reservations, right? And you talk to the people that's booking, they say, okay, so you've gotten your fly to go out on such a day at a such a time. And you need to be, you know, 2 hours early and all this stuff. And you say, okay, got that. And they say, we'll email you a confirmation. Amen? But God Almighty, He said, not only is He unchangeable, not only will He counsel you, but praise God, He'll give you a confirmation. Amen? He'll confirm, praise God. That means it's settled, praise God. It's been written down, it's pinned down, and it won't change. Amen? Because you're basing, you're planning your life around that confirmation. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we start realizing that God's done confirmed some things to us, praise God, about our salvation, our security, praise God, our assurance in the Lord. Amen. It's confirmed. Amen. God done pinned it out. Amen. Done wrote her down. And He said He confirmed it by an oath. Now in the Greek, to confirm it by an oath means it was a restraint. In other words, it's like it's to be fenced in. So God said, praise God, this is the way it's going to be. I've confirmed it, and praise God, I put a hedge about it, and ain't nothing can get to it. Amen. Praise God. You say we need a devil's a hell and a nymph. Praise God, can't destroy it. Ain't nothing can touch it. Praise God, because God has hedged it about. God has confirmed it. He's put a fence around it. Praise the Lord. So He said it. He's confirmed it. Amen. Glory to God. And He confirmed it by an oath. He said that by two immutable things, which it was impossible for God to lie. What are those two immutable things? What's two immutable things? Two unchangeable things. Number one is God's Word. It changeth not. Amen. And the oath that God made don't change either. See, God don't get out in the middle of this thing and change His mind. He said, Brother Jeff, He said, this is the way you need to go in your life. This is the guidance and the leadership I give you through my holy word. And praise God, hey, I ain't going to get in the middle of the stream, praise God, and change a word on you. Amen. Because if He done that, praise God, He'd be a God of confusion. Amen. Who's the author of confusion? The devil. Amen. If what you believe in, what you're trying, is confusing you and throwing you missed signals, praise God, you ain't got the right thing. Amen. If we've got the good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, and the Holy Ghost of God to direct our path, praise God, we've got the right thing. Amen. Praise God, He'll lead us in the path of righteousness. That's what's right in the eyes of God for His name's sake. If He didn't do that, if He changed His mind in the middle of stream, praise God, He'd be defaming His name. And I guarantee you, hey, God's going to get glory out of everything. He'll never defame His own name. So if He made an oath, He's going to keep His promise. Praise the Lord. Two immutable things for God to lie. Amen. Titus chapter 1, verse 1, Paul said, Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth. That's how we get in, by the way. We acknowledge truth. What is truth? The truth is Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and His resurrection, amen. He got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave, our two biggest enemies. He said, which is after godliness in hope, now listen to this, of eternal life, which God, what? That cannot lie, promised before the world began. Amen. So He said, God had done made us a promise. Amen. It's immutable. It doesn't change, praise God. It means you can take it to the bank. You can put your faith and your trust. That's why the youngins can sing up here, praise God, at the top of their lungs, I can trust Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus never changes. There's a lot of religions in this world today. Jehovah's Witness, Charles Taz Russell, and some of them others started that movement, and they was when they first started, they said there's 144,000 was all that was going to heaven. Yeah. Well, when they got big enough to have 144,000, they changed their belief. Amen. The 144,000 is the chosen. The rest of them is going to be established here on earth. Huh? Well, where are they getting that? They're getting it from their Watchtower publication. Amen. Their Watchtower publication, I believe 1996, they asked them, said, is it inspired of God? They said, no, it is not inspired of God. But that's what they push. That's what they believe in over the Bible. Amen? It's because they're following the author of confusion, which is the devil. Amen? But we're following the one that never changes. Praise the Lord. two immutable things is possible for God to lie. We might have, now listen to this, I like this part, a strong consolation. Amen? In other words, he says it gives us, we can take courage, we can be encouraged, praise God, from what we know about God, from what he reveals to us about himself, about how much he loves us, he came to seek and save, praise God, that was lost. I didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve that. But praise God, he loved you, praise God, when you were unlovable. Amen. When you were so vile and wicked, they couldn't nobody stand to be around you. Amen. That's how some of us were. Amen. Hey, still a lot of folks out there like that. Amen. So ornery that you can't get along with them. But praise God, even in that condition, God still loves them. Still comes to them, still deals with their heart. Praise the Lord. He gives them a strong consolation, an encouragement. Who does he give it to? Just anybody? Now listen, this is important right here. We need to get this. He gives this strong consolation, this strong encouragement. Now listen to me. To those who have fled for refuge. Amen. Now listen. Strong encouragement to those who have fled for refuge. It doesn't say to fled away from refuge. Fled to refuge. See, when the going gets tough for a child of God, praise God, the child of God don't get going away from God. He gets going to God. I mean, we run into the presence of the Lord, praise God, and we say, Lord, here I am, glory be God. Wrap your arms around me. Protect me and hedge me about, praise God. I need your help. Amen. He said we have a strong consolation, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, a great encouragement that we can run to the Lord, praise the God, praise the God of glory, and he'll encircle us about. Amen. At them, like old Elisha, praise God, when he was there and camped in the valley, and the Assyrians come by night and they encircled them about. The whole mountaintops was full of the Assyrians and camped about them. And old Elisha was there asleep in his bed. His old servant ran into him, Brother Dean. He said, man of God, man of God. He said, yeah, what is it? He said, don't you realize what's taking place in the night? He said, the darkness has come upon us like you ain't ever seen. Oh, the blackness of darkness of night has fallen upon us, man of God, while you was asleep. Oh, we're in dismal time. There's no one to rescue us. I told man of God, so I could see him as he stepped out of his tent, wiped the sleep from his eyes. And he said, Lord God of glory, said, open my servant's eyes that he might see what you've already revealed to me. And the servant's eyes were open. The darkness was fled away. Praise God. And the old servant looked about and he seen between them and the mountains where the Assyrians said was a host of heavenly angels, praise God. Amen. Encircled about the man of God and his servant. Amen. Hey, praise God. Elisha said, I ain't running from the troubles of this world. He said, I'm going to run to the God of this world. Amen. So I'm going to run to where I can get help. Amen. Listen, what's happening in the world today? Amen. And I tell you this because I love you. I love every one of you, praise God. But I want you men to look at me just a minute. You know what's wrong with the world today? You know what's wrong in our situation today? You know why we struggle so much today? It's because we're not running to God and seeking His face, praise God, like we need to. As the spiritual leaders of our household, we need to stand up more boldly than we ever have and run to the Lord and say, oh God, help me, praise God, to be that man of God that you appointed me to be over this household. Amen. God, help me today. Help me to make those sacrifices. Help me to take that time to pray. Help me, praise God, to stand up with boldness and take that authority that you give me. That you'd help me to be that man that you appointed me to be. Praise God. That's what's wrong with America today. Because us men, me and you, are trying to let mama run the house. Amen. My Bible says mama's supposed to be the keeper at home. Amen. She takes care and makes sure the home's organized, that things function properly. But I want to say, fellas, you look at me. Hey, it's our responsibility, praise God, to step up to the plate and be that man of God that he appointed us to be. So, preacher, what if I want to? When I'll tell you what's going to happen. Your home will fall apart. Amen. It'll be destroyed by the enemy. Amen. It'll be destroyed. The enemy will come in. He'll infiltrate and he'll deceive and he'll tear down. But praise God, if we'll hit our face. Maybe she said, "Preacher, how do you know?" Because I had to do it. I've had to go there, praise God. I realized, Lord, I messed up. I didn't do my part. I was a working hard. I was a working lot of hours, Brother Jeff. I was trying to provide. I was trying to give my children, my wife, my family more than we ever had. And what they needed was a godly influence in the home. Amen. They didn't need the wealth of this world, because they the whole wealth of glory to be had. Amen. What they needed was Daddy, praise God, to step up and show them the love of God. Amen. Now, why I got your attention, why are you looking? I don't know why I'm going this way. But hey, somebody that's in trouble this morning. There's somebody here that's in trouble this morning that needs this. You say, "Well, preacher, my relationship with my wife, my family's falling apart." Well, let me tell you what you do. You need to get a close relationship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. You can't have a relationship with your wife. You can't have a relationship with your kids until you get a relationship, praise God, with the immutable God of glory. You'll be flip-flopping and changing, praise God, all the time. But when you get the one that changeth not, praise God, and you set your focus and your desires to Him, praise God, He'll give you when we get the love of Christ in our heart, He'll help us to love our wives. He'll help us to love our children, praise God. He'll help us to love our grandchildren the way we're supposed to. Amen. Brother David, we're out of order this morning. Amen. In America, we're out of order. Daddy's a step back. A lot of places, all they are, they become fathers, but they never become daddies. Amen. Anybody, any moron can father a child. Amen. It don't take nothing to father a child. It comes natural. But praise God, it takes something for somebody to stand man up, praise God, and be a daddy. Amen. To give us the help, praise God, to stand up and stand forth and praise God. You say, "You know what? I'm going to do it right so that when my little one gets up here, praise God, he can do it right too."
Amen.
Amen. God, help us, Lord, this morning. Praise God, to stand up, fellas, and take our responsibility. Amen. Realize that God's give us an responsibility and an authority, praise God, that's important. The devil come along, he say, "Well, it don't really matter if you participate. It don't really matter what you do." Hogwash. That's a lie of the devil. That makes all the difference in the world. Amen. If we don't stand up and take our responsibility and be the godly person that God's given, amen, He will destroy us. And He'll probably take away from us the most important thing that we have. Amen. Snatch it. The old devil will snatch it right out of our hands if we ain't careful. But the good God of glory, the immutable God, that unchangeable God, He said, "Hey, listen," He said, "if you'll run to that place of refuge." Amen. Amen. When it gets difficult, I know it ain't easy. It's not easy, praise God, to step up and take that kind of responsibility. It's not easy, praise God, to say, "Lord God, here I am. Help me to get rid of this mess in my life that's hindering my relationship with You. And help me to be steadfast, unmoved, abounding in the work of the Lord." It's a hard thing. This old world in the flesh, praise God, pulls us away. But there's a good God of glory. He said, "When you draw nigh to me, son," He said, "I'll get close to you." Amen. Glory be to God. I'll love you. I'll help you in so many ways. You'll have to like one of them. Amen. Glory to God. That's the God we're talking about this morning. Why do we run from God when there's refuge in the Lord this morning? Amen. Let me just give you an example. We've been making CDs. Oh, by the way, Brother Kevin, I need some more CDs on the parenting. We've been making CDs. I don't know how many. You know how many sets of those we've passed out? Probably 200 sets. Hey, man, I get 10 of them at a time, and sometimes they get gone in a week. You know what it is? It's people, it's mamas and daddies just like you here this morning that's wanting to do it right. Hey, man. And I say, "You know what? I can tell you exactly how to do it right." And they said, "Well, their eyes will get that big." And they said, "You can't." I said, "Yeah." Said, "I've got 7 CDs and a little booklet. If you'll sit down and read it and look at it and listen, praise God, with an open heart, God will change your life forever. And it'll change your home." And nowadays, my goodness, people just, they'll follow me to the car to get a copy. Amen? Why? Because they're hungry for the truth. Because the truth will make you free. But you know what? These people, God's people that sit in the house of God, struggle and fight day after day, week after week, and never pick them up and listen to them. Have an opportunity. Never listen. to what God wants to say to you. You say, well, preacher, that's just your opinions. No, this was an old man that died in 1900. 17 principles. Amen. Taken from the very Word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It's the precious breath, a breath of God speaking to me and you. Amen. I know sometimes folks get mad at me for what I preach. I'm just taking time of honesty this morning. You get mad at me for what I preach. And I preach almost absolutely expository. Amen. That means I preach line upon line, precept upon precept, just exactly what God says. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you get on my toes. Well, praise God, I need to aim better because I'm aiming at your heart. God's aiming at your heart. Amen. Amen. If God's touching you with what I say, then it's not me that's saying, it's the Holy Ghost of God that's speaking to you. Don't take that home under conviction and just pout about it for a week, praise God. Slip out of your seat when Susie comes to the piano, fall on your face and say, Lord, help me. Amen. God will touch your heart. He'll change you, praise God, instantaneously right there. Begin to make you then what He'd have you be. How do you know, preacher? Because the Bible said if we believe His Word, amen, it changes us. Takes us from that old creature that we used to be to that new creation that He wants us to be. Praise God. Why? Because He's immutable. You say, well, how do we get there? He said, who have fled for refuge, that means run to it. He said, to lay hold, that means to seize it and hold on to it. Amen? Sometimes we run to it and we get to that place where we're right in the presence of God. Now listen to me, I'm going somewhere with this. We get to right to where we're right in the presence of God and we can feel His Spirit. Boy, He's touching, He's speaking to us. Instead of reaching out and getting a hold of that and saying, Lord, that's for me, we turn and we go just as hard away as we can. And God, the Holy Spirit chasing us all the way to the door, into the car, praise God, all the way to our house. And by the time we get there, we're so mad, we're puffed up. Can't believe that preacher said that. What does he mean talking to me like that? I don't hardly ever call nobody's name. I preach, I've got a congregation of people. You say, well, preacher, I don't know nothing. All I know is what God gives me to preach. And I won't tell you, He preaches it to me 3 or 4 times, praise God, before it ever gets to you. Amen. And but I tell you what, I let it help my heart. I say, Lord, hold me. Amen. Brother James, I say, Lord, hold me. Praise God. He begins to deal with my heart with this stuff. Boy, and I tell you, I begin to get things right. I begin to say, Lord, here I am. Amen. It's just an old sinner needing of some help. But he said you lay hold on that. You seize it and you grab a hold of it. Lay hold upon the hope. He said it's set before us. You know what he's saying right there, Brother Jesse? He said that hope that we need, it's just right there. Amen? It's just right there. All we got to do is just reach up and get a hold of it. It's right here. He said all we got to do is just come bow down and just receive it. He said it's right here. It's set before. It's just like setting a table. He said God's set us a table. But he ain't gonna go catch us out in the street, bind us up, and pull us up to the table to make us eat. Amen. He's a gentleman God, but praise God, if we'll gird ourselves about, put our bib on, and scooch up to the table, glory be to God, He'll feed us from a bountiful supply. That's getting back under that fountain of blessings. Amen. Praise be to God. I don't know why anybody don't get out from under it. I like it myself. You say, well, preacher, I just can't get a hold of it. Amen, because it ain't got a hold of you. It never gets a hold of you, praise God, just right. Glory to God, you'll get the can't help it. You'll be like me and Brother Bill, you can't wait to get the house of God. Amen. It'll be real, it'll be exciting, praise God. Amen. He said, which we have. I'm going to try to hurry. He said, which we have as an anchor of soul. Now, I want you to look at the metaphor that he uses here. He uses a metaphor of a ship with anchorings. The moorings that we have. Do you know there's some moorings in our lives? There's some solid places in our life where we can hook up. Yeah. Amen. God makes solid places in our life where we can hook up, where we can tie off, praise God. when them big boats, them big old boats come in, Brother Jeff, they got mooring places where they come up and they got them big old anvil-shaped hooks, and they take them big old ropes, praise God, and they take them mooring ropes and they wrap them up and they hook them in them sailor's knots, praise God, that can't come loose. Amen. He says, praise God, when we come up, Brother Andrew, and we go to the mooring place, that mooring place where we tie off, praise God. We realize that there's something better than what we've been having, what we've been partaking in. And we pull up there to the moorings. He said, as the anchor of our soul, of the soul. Now listen to what he says. There's two things he says here. And a lot of times we read over these words and we don't understand what God's, the Holy Ghost, is saying to us. He said, both sure and steadfast. Amen. So what he's saying here, both sure and steadfast. Brother Bill, he said, you know what it is? He said, what you've got, he said, it's real. Amen. That's what sure means. Praise God, it means it's real. It's something, praise God, that we cannot attain to. It's something, praise God, that we can have. It's something that God has promised us. It's real. Amen. He said, it's real. Not something fake, not something made up. A lot of this junk's made up. But he said, what we have is sure. Say, it's real. He said, not only is it real, said, it's steadfast. Amen. He said, it's solid. He said, when you tie off to the things of God, praise God, and you don't have to worry about floating off somewhere. Amen. He said, when you get anchored, when you get tied off God, praise God, there's a sure anchor. And when you get tied off to that sure anchor, praise God, it's steadfast. It's solid. Amen. You don't have to worry about dragging out to sea and being lost. There's a lot of folks believe you can drag that anchor off into the depths of the sea, praise God, and be lost. But praise God, when you're anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you begin born again by the blood of Jesus, when your name's written down, praise God, He ain't got no eraser. Amen. He writes her down, He pins her down, praise God, throughout eternity. Bless His holy name. So, well, preacher, how do we get there? How do we get to a place like this? Amen. He said, and which entereth into that within the veil. That's that holy place. Amen. He said, there's something that'll anchor us down in a holy place. But God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Preacher, I'm not a holy person. I mess up every day. Yeah. But God says, be holy. He said, strive for perfection. And He said, I'll help you do it. Amen, Brother Bill, what you was talking about a while ago, we're not perfect, we never will be. But when we strive for it, praise God, God recognizes the attitude of our heart, the attitude of our mind, praise God, and He gives us the ability to do that we need to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said that which enters into that within the veil, whether the forerunner, now notice this, whether the forerunner is for us entered. Now this forerunner, if we look at that, This is the only place this word forerunner, it's in the Greek it's prodromos, and it literally means to go in advance and to prepare the way. This forerunner means to go in advance and to prepare a way. Jesus said, what did He say in John chapter 14? He said, in My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So if I go to prepare you a place, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, this is what He was talking about when He said He was a forerunner. He said, I'm going to. It means He had to go. He had to prepare a way. Amen? He said He was our forerunner. This is what the Israel had problems with. See, they was used to a high priest who every year he would go in by himself into the Holy of Holies. Amen? By himself. No one could go in with him. And in a little while, if he was clean and pure in his heart, his mind, his thinking, he would come out of the Holy of Holies. But they couldn't get the concept, praise God, that this man Jesus, and He died for the sins of the world, one time, amen. He was that sacrifice, that precious Lamb of God that died one time. He went into the Holy of Holies and He's still there. He made, now get this, He made the way. Not a way. Jesus is not a way. Jesus is the way. We've got religions all over this world that said there's more than one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh the Father but by me. Now either that's truth, or he's the biggest phony, the biggest liar there ever was. But I know better than that because he lives in my heart. I know him personally. Amen? He is that Lord Jesus Christ. But he was a forerunner. He went to in advance. Amen? He was the one in advance. He went into the Holy of Holies. And he said, all that you've given me, Lord, he said, come unto me. He said, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So if he wasn't there, he didn't make a way for us to get in, how could we come to him? Amen? He made the way. So all we got to do is come to him. Whether the forerunner is for us, enter. That's that sanctuary. Amen? Even, who was it? Was it Muhammad? Was it Buddha? That little old Chinese man? Whatever his name is? No. He said, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The one that has no beginning and he has no end. Amen. He's going to be our high priest just as long as we need him to be. Amen. Praise be to God. So he said, he asked us this question, where is your hope? Where is the anchor of your soul this morning? Amen. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, the one that's went with the forerunner, the one that's went ahead of us, and he's made the way. We don't need to struggle in this old life. We need to step out on faith and say, Lord, here I am. Praise God, here I am. I need your help. I need your guidance, your leadership. Lord, I need you to be the Lord of my life. I surrender, like that song, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee. Amen. All to thee. I surrender all. When we do that, God said, the forerunner's there. And he said, all right. He said, I got this. I got this, buddy. I got this, ma'am. I'll take it from here. Amen. But we got to realize, praise God, we've got to have an anchor for our soul. If we don't have those mornings, if we ain't got a place to tie down, our ship will adrift. Amen. Our ship will keep drifting. And it may drift us out to sea. May catch us one night and just carry us out to sea. But praise God, if we get tied up in the Lord Jesus Christ. We get anchored, praise God. And get our soul anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll keep us sure and steadfast. Amen. He'll give us that solid place where we can anchor. For the glory of God. What about you this morning? How's your anchor? How's your anchor hold? Is your anchor the anchor of your soul? Where's your soul anchored at today? Is it anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it anchored in that steadfast and that sureness of the good God of glory?